Hello, and welcome back to the American Academy of Psychiatry and the Law Landmark Forensic Cases podcast. Today we'll be discussing Uncalli v. Sundowner Offshore Services, which was decided in the U.S. Supreme Court in 1998. The main question before the court was whether Title VII's prohibition against sex discrimination in the workplace included same-sex sexual harassment. In the facts of the case, Mr. Joseph Uncalli was working for Sundowner Offshore Services on an oil platform with an 8-man crew. Mr. Uncalli was forcibly subjected to sex-related humiliating actions against him by 3 crew members. He alleged that 2 crew members restrained him while another placed his penis on Mr. Uncalli's neck. He was physically assaulted and threatened with rape. He complained to his supervisors with no actions and ultimately quit his job. Mr. Uncalli filed a complaint against the company in the U.S. District Court, alleging he was discriminated against because of his sex. However, the District Court held that Mr. Uncalli had no cause of action for harassment by male co-workers. The appellate court affirmed the summary judgment for the defendants. However, in the holding, the Supreme Court held that same-sex sexual harassment is actionable under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. The case was reversed and remanded. Discussion. The court rejected the notion that Title VII only applies to harassment between opposite sexes, recognizing that same-sex sexual harassment can be as harmful and discriminatory as opposite-sex harassment. The court noted that same-sex harassment cases require careful consideration of the social context which the particular behavior occurs. Harassing conduct need not be motivated by sexual desire to support an inference of discrimination on the basis of sex. Mere, quote, offensive sexual connotations, end quote, are insufficient to prove sexual harassment. There must be discrimination because of sex. The dissent stated that Congress did not intend to include same-sex sexual harassment under Title VII when it passed the law. The dissent argued that the statute was aimed at addressing the traditional understanding of sexual harassment, which typically involved harassment between men and women. Overall, this case set a significant legal precedent for future cases involving sexual harassment, making it clear that same-sex harassment is equally actionable under federal law.